Quiero.
Welcome, folks. Y'all come on in and make yourself at home. This here? Well, this is the Rolling Thunder Podcast, your home for all things Rolling Thunder. This episode of the Rolling Thunder Podcast is presented by Mossy Oak Camouflage, because everything is better in Bottomland. And Lucky Duck Premium Decoys, masters of deception.
Okay, no
I'll just
more.
Be over here suffocating.
Okay, you can breathe, Katie. Maddie, you can breathe. Trip, no breathing for you.
What? I'm gonna die.
You'll be fine.
What flowers do you want at your funeral? Oh, wait, we can't have one.
Roses.
Jeez, Katie, that was awfully dark.
Now I know, right?
The governor lifted the.
Not till May 1st.
Yeah. Well, by the time it was time to have a funeral, if he died right now, we could put the funeral off a week and we can have.
True.
It is only a week. Oh, that's cool.
It's a little.
We could
do
the funeral right over there.
Oh, that's depressing.
That is really creepy.
You'll haunt our house.
I know,
okay.
Right?
All right. Thank you, Trip. I'm sure everybody.
Sorry to the
is
person
listening
with
that.
Headphones.
Yeah. Yeah. Or have it on the speaker.
Oh, that's
in
true.
Their car
oh, gosh.
Or it's
oh.
Like,
oh.
All right, stop, Trip, or I'm going to mute you, knucklehead.
Do oh, it. You can mute me?
Yep.
Don't.
Just
mute
try
me.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right, welcome to another episode of the Rolling Thunder Podcast.
Woo!
It's a Tuesday night. It's a beautiful evening. We have a very lame attempt at a fire in our fire pit. It was going good for a minute. Trip burned the boxes and we added some firewood, but had so much rain that the firewood's kind of wet. No lighter fluid. Not sure if that's ever going to catch, folks. Well, how are y'all doing?
Good.
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 Tired of being at home.
Me too. I can't wait for the corona to stop.
Well, you've been at home because you haven't gone turkey hunting, Katie.
Oh.
Oh.
I'd rather stay at home than go turkey hunting. Sorry, guys.
Okay, that's fine. It's your choice, but I mean, it's hard to complain about corona quarantine.
Hey, it's actually really nice. I missed not going the other day. I actually did. I was kind of surprised.
You missed not going what?
Turkey hunting.
Oh. Well, that's good.
I haven't gone in like a week or so.
Yeah.
Gee darn. Since I killed my second turkey.
It's fun to watch the sunrise.
Says the one who got bored.
Shut up.
I'm pretty sure she learned her lesson about getting bored.
And then I shot a turkey, so don't start.
Okay. Well, so let's talk about turkey season.
Who wants fun.
Who wants to tell their turkey hunting story first?
That's
we've had quite
long.
The season so far. You guys have killed as many as I have. Trip, you've killed two. Maddie, you've killed one. Katie, you've killed none.
Mom ran into a bird today. That counts. No, not today. It was a few days ago. It was sad.
Roadkill does not count into season kill totals,
it's a
Katie.
Bird.
So?
What, do you even know what kind it is? It's got to be a dove and a duck and a turkey to kill a bird.
Or it's a dead bird now.
Okay, so who wants to tell their turkey hunting stories first?
I guess Maddie can. I don't know, pretty long.
Yours is more interesting.
Maybe you should tell one. She can say hers, and then
I'll
you can tell
first.
The other one.
Okay, so we went on, what was the date?
Which of what?
My turkey.
The one you killed?
April 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's my birthday number.
No, I was
it's not my
I
birthday,
like,
it's my
oh
birthday
gosh.
Number.
Yeah, I was
it's
like,
14th.
What the?
So, got up real early, kind of for no reason, but we got up real early.
For no reason.
Bonehead.
Yeah,
because
we shot it so early. So we got up about 3:30, and we went to Grammy and Granddaddy's house. We went out behind their house this time. We didn't go to the dove property.
Mm-hmm.
And we got settled. Took a little bit, but we got settled. And we sat down. Daddy put the blind up. And we just kind of waited.
Yeah.
And we didn't hear anything. We really did not hear anything.
It was kind of windy.
Yeah. It was very quiet. It was very cold, too. And
yeah, it was cold.
Very. And then we just kind of sat there, kind of waited. And about six something, all the turkeys flew down. A lot of them.
How
like
many?
Seven or eight of them. It was a lot.
May have been more than that. May have been like 10 or 12.
There was a bunch. They all flew down at one time. Well, not all at one time, but like big few of them would fly down all together.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got my gun up, and I got my hands on the gun, and I just kind of waited. And
they were kind of standing in a group.
Yeah, over to the side of us so we could see them.
Mm-hmm.
But they were over to the side. So Daddy started calling them, and they started coming towards us. And then one of them turned around and went the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought they were gone. So I just kind of took my hands off the gun.
Mm-hmm.
And then they all came back towards the decoy, so I put my hands back up. And one came right beside the decoy. It was like the perfect view, like the perfect shot from where I was. And it put its head up, and I shot it.
Smoked it.
Pretty nervous, but I shot it.
Did you have it right on its head?
Yes, I got it right on its head.
You did. Yep, you did. Well, good job. Congratulations, Maddie. Was that your first turkey?
It was my first turkey.
Wow. Congratulations. Had you been turkey hunting before that?
Mm-hmm.
What happened the first time that you went turkey hunting?
I fell asleep, so when you woke me up, you woke me up to shoot the turkey from the right side, not the left side. I shoot left-handed. I was kind of dazed.
They kind of came in on your left side.
Yeah, dazed and confused.
But I had to shoot on my... I was not confused. I had you trying to get me to shoot on my right side.
For the love of everybody listening, quit messing with your microphone, Trip.
Sorry.
I'm going to put you on mute.
I...
Don't try him.
Daddy was going to try to get me to shoot from my right on my right hand, and I had never aimed at a turkey yet, and so the scope was in on its head, like the head was in the scope,
mm-hmm.
but I thought it had to be right on, like in between his beard and his
mm-hmm.
red part on his head,
mm-hmm.
so I didn't really realize that, or else I could have shot it then and there.
Yeah,
but
so we have
okay.
One thing that we did on Tripp's gun, and Maddie was using that gun too. Was I put an optic on there called a gobble stopper by TrueGlow, and instead of being one single dot, it's a circle
mm-hmm.
with a dot in the middle.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
And so you can just put the circle on their head. Katie doesn't do that very well, but you just put the circle on
How
top
do you
of their
know
head.
That?
That's a good question. I mean,
and you can't say she doesn't do it very well.
So she's never done it successfully.
Trial and error. What?
Cause she's
never done it successfully.
But you can't say she hasn't. She doesn't know how. She could
Guns
go out there.
Scare
and
me.
Oh jeez.
Oh my
Don't
God.
Be do.
Just saying. I mean, but so the circle in the optic, instead of being a dot, it helps young people, especially kids, because that the turkey's head is little bitty, and when the and trying to keep a dot right on their head to shoot. It's really hard because it's hard to hold it still. And so y'all probably don't even realize that, but there were a few times in years past where we were trying to get Trip a bird, and he had a hard time keeping that dot right on their head. You remember that, Trip? And so I changed to an optic called the Gobble Stopper by TrueGlow. It's only about $80. It's not very expensive, and it has a circle with the dot in the middle. And so you aim the dot, but the circle kind of it adds a lot of forgiveness to the way that you point and shoot a turkey gun. And y'all all have made a great shot.
Thanks.
by all I meant tripping Maddie.
We love you, Katie.
We'd love to see if you could shoot one, Katie. We'd
I'm good.
I wish you would have shot Skeet when we went duck hunting. That was so much fun.
That was scary.
It was so fun though. I wish you would have
standing in a beautiful sunset.
Yes. It was like
the
perfect. The
water is like so scary. Huh,
perfect,
Katie?
Like sun. It was going down the sunset.
Yeah.
So nice.
It was nice.
Kind of cold.
Katie's scared of the water.
I'm not scared of water. I never said I was scared of water. I said I was scared of guns.
Hmm. Okay.
When you say scared of guns, do you mean like actually just holding it in the air?
Probably just the kick, the part that it kicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. That.
But once you get, once you do it one or two times, you get used to it.
Yeah.
So, that's Maddie's story. What about your story, Trip? What?
My second or the first one?
Why don't you tell the first one first?
Okay. So we woke up about 4:15, I think.
Yeah, a lot earlier than 5:15.
Yeah. So what time you got to be out there?
And we go to Grandma and Granddaddy's house. We walk in.
Had a long walk, didn't we?
Long walk. We walk in, and we get situated. And we sit down. We wait about 3 or 4 hours.
Maybe like 30 minutes.
Yeah, at least that.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't a long time.
Trip's first turkey was right off the. Are you talking about your second turkey?
My first one.
Your first turkey, he came to us right off the roost, remember?
Yeah.
That's what mine did.
Yeah. But it came to us off the roost, and what happened when you got in there to get to take a shot?
I puked.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. He was walking in, and like, as soon as he walked out in the field, he gobbled really loud, and I was like, oh my gosh, here he comes. And you were like, I looked over, and I was like, get his face mask off, get his hat off. Move out of the way, Dylan.
That's an expensive camera.
Yeah, I was like, puke it that way, Trip. Puke it away from me toward Dylan.
We were doing the car the other day.
Jeez. So then what happened?
And then he got in about 10, 20 yards.
Mm-hmm. About 20 yards.
I shot. I missed.
How'd you miss?
He was kind of moving a little bit. Well, he had his head up.
The video says no. He was definitely standing still.
Like, I don't know what happened, but I think he was, like, over there.
Yeah, he kind of had to, you had to lean to your right because he had walked away. I'm giving you a hard time, but he had kind of walked away a little bit.
And then I shot. I missed.
Just kind of rushed
me
it,
and
didn't
my,
you?
Yeah.
I think you were a little nervous.
He had me puked, and my so he's probably shaky.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my dad jumped up at the same time. Started running towards the woods to see if I got him.
Right.
And we didn't. And so we come back, we're out of the woods now, and we're in the field. Here comes
kind of standing by our decoys.
Yeah, and here comes these two, a Jake and a gobbler, walking out
two,
in the middle of the
Jakes.
Field.
Two Jakes.
I thought it was Jake and a gobbler.
No, it's two Jakes.
Okay.
Whatever you
it's
say.
A big difference there.
Yeah.
Let's try not to breathe into the microphones, okay? Move your microphones a little bit. Everybody doesn't. Just, you're fine, Trip. Stop touching yours.
Up or down?
Just don't breathe into your microphone, okay? Move it out from your face just a little bit. Okay, all right. For all the mouth breathers out there.
I'm not okay. Mouth breather.
Says the one who just
you're
did it.
Good.
I was making Spins. Fun of y'all. Okay, so... They walk back out.
And here, the turkeys walk out, and we all just start going, just getting down to the ground. My dad crawls all the way there to get my gun, and he loads it back up, and we crawl over there. Dylan's right behind me.
Speaking of mouth breathers, Dylan's like... Right into somebody commented when we posted the video, tell your cameraman he needs to do some cardio.
What does cardio mean?
That's like
exercise.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like jogging, you know, or running, stuff like that.
And then I shot. I got didn't really get situated, but I got comfortable. And Dylan was like, move the fan.
I was like, no kidding.
And then you finally move it. And I take a shot at the back one, at the turkey in the back, and I, like, fall back. I thought I hit the camera guy. And I shot
he goes
my
by
first
camera
turkey.
Guy now?
And I shot my first turkey, and then I threw up again.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
After we, after you shot?
Well, not really after I shot, but I threw up again.
You were there.
Every time he told the story, he said he threw up
yeah.
a second time.
Hmm. I don't remember that.
Yeah, we walked back from getting the Jeep, I think. And then I...
You're just a puker.
The fact that you had so much in your stomach to puke twice.
And I puked a second time.
What?
Second time it was just Coke.
I have a question for you, Trip.
Well, that's gross.
What is your lucky snack?
Oreos.
Mm-hmm. And what's better than one Oreo?
Two.
What's better than two?
Three.
Yeah. Okay. That's
what's better
Oreos.
Than four? Or what's
no,
better than three?
We only went as far as three.
Four, five, six, seven, eight, 19, 11, 12.
So what about your second turkey?
Oh, man. Okay.
Oh, man. Just so
this
many
is
stories.
Easy, guys.
It is kind of hard. It's been a while since I've killed them.
Yeah. It's so. Been 2 weeks.
The other
hey,
one, the first one was in March.
The first one was March 28th.
The second one was April 28th.
No, it was April 11th.
It's not April even 11th. April 28th yet. And then I did two Saturdays and I've killed two turkeys.
Maybe Saturday is your lucky day.
It's my favorite.
You know, of all the days, I never would have thought I would have shot a turkey on a Tuesday.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's never. Interesting.
Like,
yep.
That was last week, a week today.
Oh, wow.
Right? Yep, you're right. It was a week ago today.
Y'all's
yep.
turkeys were good, by the way. I was really shocked.
Yeah, Maddie had pretty good turkey.
So, what about your second turkey? Let's tell the story.
So, we wake up, maybe.
Wait. What about the night before? Do you remember what I told you the night before?
Nope. Not at all.
Think about it.
We were going to stay a long time?
Yeah. I said, you might have to sit a long time.
Because the day before Maddie.
Exactly. Because why? Go ahead. You can tell this part, Katie.
Because they were there. They were sitting. And Maddie decided that she was bored. And so they left.
Because they
and
were not there. I did not see them. They were not. I did not see them. I assumed they were gone.
Let Katie tell the story. So the day before was a Friday.
Yes.
And I took Maddie on Friday because I just couldn't take both of y'all at the same time. It was just a little too much.
Aren't
we tried
you glad
that.
You don't have a
we
third child
that.
Turkey hunting?
We tried that Saturday and Sunday of opening weekend. I was like, okay, that's enough. I got to just split y'all up, take rotations. So Friday was Maddie's day. Me and Granddaddy took Maddie. And now you tell what happened, Katie.
They got out there, they got situated, and from what Maddie says, Daddy and Granddaddy were on their phones, so they weren't bored.
Yes.
But Maddie does not have a phone, so she was bored. So she complained, and they left. 30
I'm
minutes.
Bored, Daddy. I'm bored.
We sat there for like 20. I fell asleep, and then you got me resituated to where I was more comfortable, and then I couldn't fall back to sleep. So we still sat there, and yeah, both of y'all were on your phones. And I just was like, I'm bored, and I was about, my
That's
knees were about
to
go
read.
Numb because I sat in the same position for so long. But, you know, I learned my lesson, and I was prepared. When we went and shot my turkey last week, I was prepared. I had something to do.
I'm aware.
I was very prepared.
Yep, you were all prepared.
I was like, I'm going to sit, wait it out.
Yep.
So after they left, 30 minutes later, the turkeys came.
No, it's more like 15.
Oh, yeah, it was like 15. We left at like 8:45 and like 9:05. There's turkeys standing right where we were. And to make matters worse, we walked around the whole farm and came back there to check the camera right beside where we'd been sitting. And there was another turkey standing by the camera at like 10:15. So like there'd been multiple turkeys right there by the camera right after we left. And I was like, oh, jeez. So that's when I told Tripp Friday night, I said, listen, it may take a while tomorrow, but if you'll sit still.
He had the iPad.
Might
though.
Take all day. She could have taken the iPad. I didn't know that she wanted the iPad.
I did not think about that.
Okay, well, don't blame me.
I'm not blaming you.
We're all blaming you.
Yeah.
So Saturday morning, you were prepared to sit still for a long time. And then what happened?
Then
Had to sit still for a long time.
Had to sit still for a long time.
How long? Do you remember how long?
Like 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, like four and a half hours. Almost 5 hours.
That's why you didn't come home until the afternoon.
Yeah, we sat down at 6 o'clock or 5 after 6, something like that. And the turkeys didn't show up until 11:30.
It's more like 5 hours.
Five and a half, yeah. Wow.
And so we waited a little bit more, and then like 5 more minutes. Got right beside the decoy, and I shot through the decoy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, knocked it over.
The crazy thing is when the turkeys were coming, Granddaddy was trying to get our attention, mine and Tripp's attention. We were sitting a little bit apart, and he was like, hey, and then finally he was like slapping his knee, slapping his leg, and I looked over at him, and I was like, what in the world is wrong with him? He needs to be quiet.
It's okay.
And I look over at him, and he's like, right there. He's pointing, and I'm like, what? And he's like, turkeys right there. And he's, Granddaddy was a pretty good ways away from us because he had to get up. He was sitting in an anthill. He had to get up and moved a little further away.
Pants.
Yeah, right. So he literally had ants in his pants. That's exactly
at
right.
And so, I look
over out in the field, and I'm like, Daddy, there's turkeys.
Yeah, so I tap Trip, and I'm like, apparently, Granddaddy says there's something out in the field.
And then I look
about
out
that
there,
time, apparently. Trip looks at her, oh my gosh, Daddy, there's turkeys in the field. I'm like, what? Look out there, and sure enough, here comes two turkeys. Just doo 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 doo. There they are.
And they were twins. They had the exact same spurs.
Yep, exact same spurs and same beard.
And how might you know that they had the exact same spurs and the exact same beard? What happened?
They were the exact same spurs.
No, what happened?
I killed it,
and
Granddaddy shot twice and missed, and then
and
Daddy shot the other one and killed it.
Yeah, so you got both the turkeys. That's my point. That's you got to compare the spurs and the beard.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Father, son, both kill twin turkeys.
Brother, brother.
Yeah.
Brother. Alive, alive, dead, dead. It's just what happens. Come bebopping in, mess with somebody's decoy, you get shot in the face. So
everybody listening at home, don't do that. Don't mess with somebody's
leave people's decoys alone.
And don't try to, man, I still cannot believe that when we went that one day, there were 3 groups of us in that field.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, on opening day.
That was,
was pretty crazy. On the first day, we had these turkeys, and they were gobbling their heads off.
I mean, they were
not literally, like.
No, I'm just laughing because of
head.
The story.
Yeah. And there ended so up being crazy. 2 different groups of poachers on our field. One group ran off, and the other group walked out of the field.
Six turkeys, and no one even got a shot at them.
We got up to go around, like, through the ditch to go around, like, the turkeys to get a better shot at them.
Mm-hmm.
So we got up, and Daddy got out in the field. And by the time he got out there, he had his fan up. He was ready for me to come out. And he stood up, and he like, made some kind of hand motion. And I was like, that's not good. So I got out, and there were these 2 guys walking across the field, and Daddy goes, what are Trip and Granddaddy doing? I told them to stay in their spot, and I was like, oh, my gosh, he's about to lose it. Like, you could just see. So he called Granddaddy. We walked across the field and called Granddaddy, and Granddaddy was like,
we're just sitting here.
Spence, like,
haven't moved.
We haven't moved. And we were like, oh, my gosh. It was so funny.
But it was pretty crazy. There were 4 Jakes and 2 Longbeards all gobbling in the same little 10-acre, 5-acre field.
It was very tiny.
And all of them were gobbling, all 6 of them. And there were 3 groups of hunters. There was me, Maddie, Tripp, Granddaddy, and Austin all together. And then there was the other 2 poachers and then 2 other poachers over there. And so it was like 2, 4... And then, 5 of us?
Yeah.
So that's 9. 9 people surrounded in 5 acres and 6 gobbling turkeys, and nobody got
somehow
a shot
they
at a
got
turkey.
Out. I mean,
unbelievable.
Somehow. It was crazy.
Crazy.
Maybe they went in that ditch and, like,
those poachers
down
scared
him
off. When we thought it was you two that got up,
yeah.
It was
those
guys
stupid poachers
that stood up.
I think
they
definitely
scared
them
away.
Yeah.
So they went in the ditch or something.
Yeah, they definitely spooked them. So this morning, I went with a friend named Ryan. and Ryan worked for Jed
you
and Paul.
You went turkey hunting this morning?
Yeah, I go turkey hunting every day, pal. Every
you didn't
day.
Tell me you went turkey hunting.
You have school.
Yeah, you didn't get up in time to know.
When you walked in the door, you didn't have camo on.
Yeah, because my camo was in my truck. I went to work afterwards.
Hide the evidence.
I don't have to hide the evidence, but, I mean, it's not very socially acceptable to show up at work and camouflage. I mean, so anyways, I went hunting this morning, and we were hunting this turkey that was gobbling. He was forever away. We went all the way to him. He's gobbling, 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 gobbling. We got really close to him. And he walked out in this field, and he was about 60 or 70 yards, and he's too far to shoot, and he didn't get close enough. So he walked off and kind of quit gobbling. And me and Ryan made a big circle around the property, and we got almost back to the golf cart, and we could hear him start gobbling again. And he was forever away, and he was pretty close to where he'd been that morning. So we went all the way back over there, got close, and he was gobbling, gobbling, gobbling on his own. So we slipped in there. Now we were in the woods, not on the edge of a field. We got in there close, and I yelped just a little bit, and he gobbled, and we thought, well, he's coming. He's going to die. We sat there for an hour and a half, and the turkey didn't move. Like, he didn't move 5 feet. He would go two steps to the left, and then two steps to the right, and two steps to the left, two steps. So finally, we got where we could see him, and he was about 150 yards out through these woods, and he's gobbling and gobbling and gobbling and just gobbling all the time. But he's all by himself. Well, finally, I told Ryan, I was like, look, there's a big bush up there about halfway between here and the turkey, and there's a big log laying down. You probably could crawl to that log and then crawl from the log to the bush, and by the time you got to the bush, I think you'd probably have about a 40 or 50-yard shot at the turkey if he stays right there. And he was like, okay, I'll do it. So he starts crawling, and when I say crawling, I mean he was on his belly. He didn't get up above his belly. He crawled the whole way up to the log. Nothing happened, all the way to the bush, and about the time he got to the bush, okay, the bush is straight in front of me, and the turkey's on the other side of the bush. About the time he got to the bush, I'm looking in my binoculars trying to watch the turkey, and I can't see the turkey, okay? When he leaves the log and goes to the bush, I can't see the turkey anymore. I'm like, oh, man, I can't see it, I can't see it, I can't see it. And he's not gobbling anymore, so I don't know where he's at. So I start looking to the left, and I start looking to the right, and I think, well, he's probably not over here to the left because Ryan's going to the left. And so I've been thinking the whole time that he's going to come to the right. I look over to the right, and you know what I see? A little red head bumping through the woods. I'm like, oh, my gosh, there he is. And he's, like, at 50 yards. So I get my phone, and I'm like, I call Ryan. He doesn't answer. I text him. I'm like, yo, I see the turkey. Don't move. Don't move. And the turkey's steady coming. He's coming to me because I've been calling, and I hadn't left the original tree. And so I click my safety off, and I kind of turn, and I get my gun up. And, I mean, I've got the scope on him. I'm shooting Tripp's gun. I've got the scope on him. I'm just waiting for him to come just a little further. Meanwhile, like with my right, I've got my gun up with my left hand and my right hand. I'm texting him like, stop moving. Don't move. Don't move. Stop crawling. Ryan, Ryan, hello, Ryan. Turkey's coming. Turkey's coming. Turkey's coming. And about the time he needed to take four more steps, the turkey did. And all of a sudden, the turkey stuck his head straight up and he looked over to his right.
No.
And he saw Ryan. He turned and he ran.
Oh, man.
I was like, we've been working for this. That was at like 10:45. Oh, we'd been messing with that turkey since 6 o'clock. Jeez. That was my date today.
It's okay.
So I've had a lot better luck helping y'all kill turkeys than I have me killing turkeys. I haven't tried to help get me a turkey very many times.
Tripp, what did we tell Daddy the other day after I shot my turkey?
We needed to take Daddy hunting.
Oh, yeah.
You scout it, you find it, you roost it, me and Tripp will go with you.
Oh, okay. So I'll do all the hard work, and then y'all come with me.
We don't have to do any of that.
Yeah, well. Oh, well. Well, it's been a fun turkey season so far, huh?
How long does it last?
It goes until May the 5th.
Okay.
So today is the 21st.
Dang, turkey season.
There's only about 2 weeks left.
Oh, man. Yeah. So fast.
Yeah, I know it. Unfortunately, the last week of turkey season here, I'm going to be in Kansas and South Dakota.
Darn.
So we only have about another week left here. Womp, 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 womp.
take us this weekend?
Don't know if I'll be able to do that.
Well, I'm not going anywhere. I'll be home, so.
For quarantine, so yep. Just in case.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha. Well, good deal. Have y'all enjoyed turkey season?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Yep.
You have, Katie?
She's enjoyed being able to wake up with us, me and Tripp not home.
Go get, and go mom's, and get in bed mom's bed and watch murder mysteries.
Mystery movies.
Right up you and Mama's alley.
Yep.
Hmm. Not up my alley.
No, they're too scared.
Not like them.
They can kill a turkey, but they're too. That's really weird because I can watch people get murdered, but
that is totally.
I can't
different.
Watch a turkey. What?
That's totally different.
Well,
since turkey's an animal, person is a person.
Well, exactly.
Hmm.
Like, you would think that a person would be of more value.
Well, nobody said that a person is not of more value.
But she. Okay, I don't even.
So, anyways, your favorite thing about turkey season has been watching Hallmark murder and mystery movies.
Yes.
Boy. Boy, boy, boy. Tripp, what's been your favorite part of turkey season?
Killing the turkeys.
Okay.
Well.
Maddie, what's been your favorite part?
I don't know. Let me think about that for a minute. My favorite part of turkey season... I don't know. I like all of it.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun, the whole thing. Because every time, what, the first time there were poachers.
The second time
we
went
down
bored.
In a ditch, crawled into the deep ditch. That was pretty fun. No, I don't know what happened the third time.
I got bored.
And then the fourth time I killed my turkey. So everything's different every single time.
You like the adventure.
Yeah, it's the adventure that's fun.
Okay.
Chasing poachers, going through a ditch, being bored.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Turkey hunting is a lot of it. There's a lot of adventure in turkey. I've often told people that turkey hunting is kind of like playing army. Like adults.
It is.
Guys playing army.
Whenever I
when
we get down in that ditch and like you have me hold my gun, I feel like I'm like in the army because like
mm-hmm.
has that pistol grip on it. So you're like carrying your gun and like you're in the army. I've always thought about that.
Oh, good. All right. Well, I think it's just about bedtime. I would say y'all have school tomorrow, but the reality is
I only have one class and it
actually.
Starts at 10:20. And then I'm done. 10:50.
Wow. Jeez.
I know. And then on Thursday I've got four classes that don't end till
11:30. But there's no exams this year and I'm like, I will do anything not to take exams.
Oh,
not
geez.
To suffer through this homeschool
I'd
thing.
Rather take exams than not
well,
see my
guess
friends.
What?
So
You're going back to school in the fall, so
and guess
enjoy
what?
It.
Sophia told me today. She said, when we go back to school.
Listen to Maddie giving shout-outs to her friends on the podcast. Like,
No, this is not. She was like.
I want to say hello to my girl, Sophia. Hey, what's up,
Mom?
Sophia?
She was like, when we go back to school, we're going to be in high school. And I was like, oh,
and
gosh,
you're
going to
drive
scary.
This summer, too.
That's scary.
Ugh.
So scary. I was like, no.
Yikes.
Which means next year, you'll be driving me to school. Oh, my gosh. Might as well.
I feel like Tripp on opening morning turkey. Turkey's going.
She's a good driver.
Hey, I'm prepared. I'm ready.
Maddie driving.
Got my driver's book. I'm ready.
I know, right?
Might as well say my goodbyes now.
That's rude.
Tripp be riding his bicycle. I'm good, Maddie. I don't need a ride.
Hey.
Hopefully
right.
My gears don't break.
It's a long ride
broke
from
down
here.
On the side of the road, and I'll come find you, and you'll be like, sure.
All right. Let's say goodnight. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Rolling Thunder Podcast. Peace out. Adios.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a good night.
Tripp.
Bye.